One of the things I got to ask you is a story today that appears on the CBC, and that is, and I'm just going to read the title of the story here. I'm sure you've seen it. Belleville Council approves budget that includes Devil's Chair, and this is apparently a prisoner restraint chair that the Belleville Police Service has asked for. I guess it's worth $2,800. A group called the Belleville Peaceful Streets Network is concerned that this is not a good piece of equipment and that, quote, nobody deserves that. There is, I guess, some controversy over this chair. I'm not exactly sure what it is yet. Do you have any comment as far as council, funding this piece of equipment?
Yeah.
And did you even know about it? Before you say anything, I'm just going to say, if you read the story, it kind of makes the assumption that our police officers, men and women, wouldn't know how to use this chair properly. And I don't take that very well, because I believe they're very well trained and treat our people who are in custody with the legal respect that they deserve. So I want to get that out. But it's interesting that this story appeared in the CBC today.
Well, and the CBC Ottawa contacted me a number of times yesterday, and I referred them to the Belleville Police Service regarding this piece of equipment. And it is a piece of equipment. It's a tool that the Belleville Police Service use, just like any of the other resources we give them to deal with it. So what I would first say, Lauren, is that the Belleville Police Service deal with a whole range of people every day through doing their jobs. And sometimes they have people who are a danger to themselves or a danger to police officers or a danger to others that have to be restrained. It's part of the job of policing, and it's part of keeping our community safe. This chair is designed to restrain people who are in danger of hurting themselves or hurting someone else. It is widely used with police forces all over the world, not just here. We did not have one. I suggested that the CBC Ottawa contact the Ottawa Police Service, because they have these chairs as part of their equipment. Of course, we need to train people properly to ensure that they use not just this chair, but any of the equipment we give them from the Belleville Police Service, and I'm confident that they can do the job. At the end of the day, this is about public safety, and we need to be able to keep individuals safe from harm from either themselves or from harming the police who are just doing their jobs, or other people. And so, Council, we received the capital budget from the Belleville Police Service yesterday. It was included in the overall budget. The chief made a presentation, and we approved it without any amendments.
So you did the council know about this chair before passing?
Yes, it was included. It's a public document, the budget, and it was included in the budget detail. Anyone that wants to go and see all the items that the Belleville Police Service, or for that fact, the entire budget, mm-hmm. it's available on the city website through our meeting portal, where you can see the documents that we looked at, and it has been public for some time.
Okay, and did anybody on council make any comments about this chair?
None. I would say that we have no concerns about the chair or any of the other equipment that the Belleville Police Service were purchasing.
Okay, so there we go. We followed up on the story. And again, I really want to say that I understand that certain items that police, law enforcement, hospitals use can be difficult to look at. They're difficult pieces of equipment. But the assumption that the people who are experts might not know how to use them, that kind of gets me upset, right? You're making an assumption without any knowledge. And we have wonderful people who work in our police department and in our hospital, and they're trained when to know how to use this stuff.
Yeah. Listen, and I understand that increased scrutiny, particularly in the last year, of police services around the world and the techniques they use in terms of dealing with everything from public protesters to public health in terms of mental health issues is under scrutiny, and we need to do a better job. Absolutely get that. But this whole process where people are suggesting defunding the police, taking away their resources or the materials, you know, at the end of the day, we rely on our police service to keep our community safe, and they do a very good job here in Belleville. Do we have some issues that need to be addressed? Absolutely. And I think the chief, Chief Callahan, when he was on your show before, has shown that he is willing and open to it. But there are some people who are just anti-police, and no matter what the conversation is, they start off by saying that, you know, they shouldn't have cars, they shouldn't have weapons, they shouldn't have any of the tools they need to be able to do their jobs to protect us. And that's not the answer either. The answer is somewhere in between, where we make sure that the resources we provide the police are adequate for them to do their jobs and are in the safety interest of our society and our community. And I'm confident that the budget that was proposed, that council approved yesterday, goes that way. I've had numerous conversations with people who believe, you know, are concerned about, you know, the institution of policing, and I explained to them that the quarrel is not with the city of Belleville or with the Belleville Police Service. The Police Service Act sets out the requirements in Ontario of how to operate a police service and how the municipality's responsibility is, and people should talk about making changes there, then we'd be happy to do it. We've been advocating for changes to the Police Service Act for many, many years through our own community, but also through the Association of Municipalities of Ontario. And in the meantime, they still have a job to do. And I think that the vast majority of our community supports the men and women in the Belleville Police Service and the fine work that they do.
I agree. And I also believe that you're right when you say that. You know, the policing and the role of police officers, society has adapted how they do their job. Now, government and the official job description has to adapt with that, and mm-hmm. we need to figure it out. It's as simple as that. Okay.
Can I just say one last thing? You know, I think I heard Chief Callahan say this on your show, and I hear him say it a lot. He says, "The public is the police, and the police are the public." And when you hear a chief of police talking about the importance to have the communication channels open between residents and the police service, you know, we cannot just expect the police to protect our community and look out for us. We have to also. And it's a partnership. It's a very collaborative activity. And so, you know, anyone who has concerns about the equipment, you know, don't give me examples of something in the United States or whatever. Give me examples of what you're concerned about that happened here in Belleville, and we're willing to talk about it. But unfortunately, you know, we get all these comments about what happened in other communities, not Belleville, and then people think that we have to take action on that here. So, you know, I'm really pleased with Chief Callahan's approach, and I think that, you know, we have the best interests of the community at heart, and I'm satisfied with the equipment request they had, and that we're supplying them with what they need to do their jobs.
Okay. All right.